You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Hey, this is Allison.
And this is Britt.
These are true stories.
Sent in by you, but told by us.
This is GabFest.
Let's gab.
Hello.
Welcome today.
We're happy to be here today. And you guys came in hot with the topic. And honestly, I was a little worried.
Yeah.
Because family stuff is personal.
But luckily, this is anonymous.
I think that's actually what is this, that's what's like giving everyone release.
Yeah.
Is the fact that there's some drama going on in your lives and you finally have an outlet for it where like you can't be identified.
Mm-hmm. Although one gabber was like, I'm giving a lot of information and my cousins that listen to this are going to start piecing together that this came from someone in our family. So I'm going to leave out some of those details. But it's really hard to carry like a burden. And not be able to tell anybody.
Right. Like if you're the keeper of the family secret.
The keeper of the flame.
So as soon as we put that chat box up, people are like, let me tell you this.
Yeah. Why do you think the Catholics do what they do?
The confessionals?
Yes.
Because they just need to let it out.
And be anonymous. I mean, I think probably that's even less anonymous than this because I would guess your priest is going to know like your voice.
Uh-huh.
And then you that little
go in there
screen,
like there's like Batman voice.
In it. Yeah. And so, I mean, they're onto something. But it's you're not meant to keep things inside, not conceal, don't feel, let it go. And so we're here for that today. And I remember us talking about this eons ago, and then I forgot about it.
Well, I honestly thought maybe people wouldn't submit because of that. Maybe it's like too personal.
Right.
But no, you guys were ready and willing, and we appreciate it.
So what, just so you, because I don't know that we've actually introduced the topic.
Hopefully you read the show notes. I don't know.
But we are talking family secrets.
Family drama.
Maybe ones that you didn't know about until you were an adult.
Or just maybe something that you found out that shocked you. You found it out kind of late in life, maybe.
Mm-hmm. And if nothing else, if you submitted a story, you'll realize, because you look around at families and you're like, they seem so put together. Mm-hmm. And just like, my family's great. Like you think, just like, my family goes through these things and like everybody else has seemed fine.
Just like social media, it's like, yeah, it all looks a certain way from one perspective.
Right.
But when you get down to it, everyone has some skeletons in the closet, some
that
stuff.
Aunt or uncle or cousin.
Some stuff
or
swept under the rug.
Right.
And it is what it is.
I do want to say, I think generationally speaking, we are getting better at it. Like, I just feel like maybe. So I guess before we get into the juicy, deep, dark secrets, I do have a
someday you'll laugh about this moment.
Okay, so as most of my someday you'll laugh about this moments start, I was at a gas station.
Gosh. It's a numbers game.
I was actually getting gas.
Okay.
And then like when in Rome, you know, what are you going to do? Just sit there? It's so funny because we were not raised going in and purchasing things in gas stations. No way, no how.
We might have gotten a Klondike bar to split. Remember that?
Yes. Did or M&M's. My mom would maybe go in and buy like a bag of M&M's and we'd share it.
Uh-huh.
So it's so weird because Britt and I now approach this very differently. I would say Britt rarely goes into a gas station.
No, it's only my daughter when she gets a Maverick gift card.
From me.
From her aunt or her friend for her birthday.
And so I don't know. It's really funny because I don't think I've hardly ever gone and gotten my gas filled up as an adult and not gone in there, even if it's to get water. I don't know what it is, but you have a brother-in-law that does this too.
And it's almost like
habitual.
Yeah. Well, he was raised, kind of like we were talking about, to not go to the gas station for snacks.
It's not cost effective.
No, it's a ripoff. Think of what you could get it for at the grocery store type of thing. Mm-hmm. So they never got snacks at the gas station. So now he has to do it every time.
Right.
It's just like, I don't know. He's taking back the power, I guess.
Right. Maybe that's subconscious for me.
Uh-huh.
But have you had the 7-Eleven hot chocolate bar situation?
Oh,
like,
are you kidding me?
On.
Yes, I have.
Starbucks,
honestly.
Who? Like, really?
Yeah,
and it's way cheaper. I think that it's like $1.50 for a large hot chocolate. They've got the mini marshmallows, all the syrups, all the creamers.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want in that thing.
Yes.
And
nobody's
so
monitoring
good.
How many pumps, how many marshmallows, nothing.
How many coffee creamers you put in there.
It's the Wild West in there.
And it's
so
amazing.
I'm just saying, like, if you think you're above it, try that. Anyway, so I was in a gas station and I went to fill up a drink and I walked up to the counter. Oh, and then I think I was getting like sunflower seeds, painting a picture that my arms were pretty full.
Okay. There's no carts there.
What?
There's no carts.
No.
Unfortunately.
Because you're not intended to do your grocery shopping while you're there. But anyway, I went to, so I kind of have my arms full and I have my drink in my hand. And uh-huh. as I go to set it up onto the counter.
Oh, uh-huh.
It catches misjudged. Mm-hmm. I caught the bottom and like, I don't know if they had some sort of spike or razor blade on the counter, what? But it literally punctured like, because oh. I hit it with enough force and it's a plastic cup that I punctured like a slit hole in oh, my no. cup and it was just like, continuously oh. pouring out
uh-huh.
all over the counter. And then below where you check out,
they all have over gum. The Camel cigarettes.
No, they've got, oh gosh, that would have been an expensive mistake. But no, luckily it was like gum
yeah.
and 5-hour energies and like all the little last grab things.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just, I mean, it's almost like the liquid quadrupled.
I thought I just
I was like,
had,
this is a 32-ounce yeah. with ice. And now it looks like I dumped 4 gallons of liquid. You know what I mean? Like, yes. it just run. I'm like, oh, gosh. And I'm standing there. And
with
more,
all your stuff.
It's pouring out like an artery out of this cup. Like, it's flowing. And I'm like, help. You
the
know?
Levee has broken.
Yes. And I'm to the girl. I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm so sorry. She's like so monotone. Like, oh, no problem. I'm like, no, it's a problem. Like, there's a problem. And so she goes and gets, like, these paper towels. And I'm down cleaning it up. And I'm curious, like, if you guys do that.
What? Like,
do some people like, I'm so sorry, and leave?
No.
Because I pretty much, in my mind, thought I should probably stay for at least 4 hours to help clean this up. You know what I mean?
Just to see if there's any residual stickiness that's yes. causing problems.
And so I start to, like, wipe it up. And I'm wiping down Snickers bars and
oh, like individual like
yes,
packs of
they
gum.
They were seeping down, and then you know the little where the tags for the prices are.
Oh, that was getting
it
soaked?
Went down in those crevices. So oh, she's no. pulling out price tags. I'll just reprint those. She's being so nice, and I'm like, I look at her, and we're like down white. She's like, don't worry about the floor too much. I'm just gonna get the mop. So I'm wiping down all the merch, you know. And I like look at her, and I'm like, I feel absolutely ridiculously stupid. Like, I just feel so dumb and mm-hmm. so bad right now. And she's like, oh, we've had worse. I'm like,
worse
tell
than
me
this?
About it.
Worse than this?
Tell me which was worse.
Please describe it to me.
And when they said one lady tripped.
Oh, so she started describing it.
Yes.
Okay, great.
And I was like, because well, they said, we've seen worse. And I said, prove it.
Yeah.
Like, basically, tell me worse, because I think you're just saying that to make me feel right. better, because mm-hmm. as we're pulling.
Yeah,
I'm like, your whole day is going to be spent reprinting tags, wiping down all the stuff that I spilled all mm-hmm. over. And she's like, there was a lady that was walking with a way bigger drink than you, trips and hits the counter, and it like flew with such force that it went across like all their checkout equipment.
Like the electronics?
Yeah. Yeah. And stuff like that. And I was like, okay, that's worse.
Mm-hmm. But I'd feel bad if you had to get a whole new computer system. Yeah.
But I was so frustrated because this little old lady was behind me.
Oh, no.
And she was holding her fountain drinks in both hands. Just standing there, like, kind of with a little bit of, like, an annoyed look
like
on her
attitude.
Face. And I was like, yeah, I was just having way too much fun and spilled. Like, this is obviously an accident. I'm obviously mortified. And the self-checkout's right there. So go do the self-checkout. Obviously, we're busy. We're occupied here. So I get to the point where I'm like, okay, what else can I do? And she's like, nothing. Seriously, go. And I'm like, but you have at least an hour. I mean, maybe that's exaggerating. Mm-hmm. But a lot more work to do. Like, uh-huh. I was feeling like I should go in the back and print the tags. You know?
You could just tell me your code. That'd yeah. be great.
Anyway, I don't know.
It's against policy,
I just don't know if I'll ever be able to go back in that gas station again.
Oh, no. And that's your fave.
There's another one down the road.
That's why it's called the convenience store. There's another one across the street.
Yes, ma'am.
But anyway. Oh, well, I'm sorry, because that really is embarrassing. And especially when there's onlookers and there's people that are having to clean up your mess. So
anyway, I'm laughing about it now, obviously, but I felt real dumb. And it would have been better if I'd had someone with me.
Yeah, because they could have almost like been a buffer and a helper. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like sitting there wiping down the bag of like sunflower seeds and like granola bars, you know, uh-huh. and stuff. Just like, okay, bye. Like, good best of luck.
Yeah.
Warmest regards. Like,
sad.
With cleaning up my best.
Shout out to, did you catch her name?
No, I should take her a treat, huh?
Or maybe something. Or just like a thank you card, right. Or just like a
Brit's like, or your firstborn child, or like, you know, something like that.
No,
so
just like,
you should feel really bad about this.
No, oh my gosh, it happens. I'm sure where the people are just going around with these giant fountain drinks.
Yes.
I guarantee it's probably like a weekly thing.
Well, we had a friend spill
oh,
and it
yeah.
leaked out from the inside the building to the outside of the building. So I mean,
and it's, I think it probably happens to the best of mm-hmm. us. All right, well. We have so many stories that I'm like, okay, where do we start?
There might be a part one and two. Another reason this inspired us is because we all are, we're coming up on the holidays right mm-hmm. now.
Coming up on Christmas. Thanksgiving. Spencer, anyway. Spencer goes, if you can just come up with a Thanksgiving album, it'll be the hit of the hits.
Oh, like a song.
Songs.
Oh, okay.
Because you're coming on Christmas, coming on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's true. Because that's why people start Christmas so early.
They just want to feel festivity. Yeah. Like, they just want to feel festive.
They
and
feel something. They want to feel alive.
And Christmas music does it. And if you could just come up with something.
But Thanksgiving's coming up. So we thought, when you're about to see your families, why not relive some of the drama right before you're about to see them?
Or, and this might make you feel
better,
or like that you have company, like in your misery.
Yeah.
As you
welcome the company.
Yeah. Seriously.
All right. There's a lot along these lines. Like,
okay,
what do they say?
Same story, different chapter, or something like that.
Yeah, like same tune, different song, or same song, different tune kind of thing. This listener said, let's just say DNA testing has not been kind to their family history.
Oh my gosh.
The biggest thing is, and again, I think 23andMe and like ancestry.
There's so many pros and so many cons.
Yes. Almost
con artists.
Yeah. Anyway, she said the biggest one, though, is her mom, one of the five girls, and her sisters found out that their oldest sister is only a half sibling from this test. Her aunt found out in her 70s that her dad was not her biological dad. Both of the grandparents passed away long before this. So they called the grandma's best friend, who said that all she knew
listen,
was that
Gladys,
all she said was, well, all I know is your mom was dating two guys and she ended up marrying your dad, the grandpa, who loved her so much that he would have done anything for her.
Including father illegitimate child.
And she said now when they plan family parties, they joke to her that you only have to bring half the amount of food because you're only a half sibling.
Oh no. You're like, ha 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 ha, and then cry in the closet.
And then be like, and I will, thanks. I'm going to eat half of this apple pie.
And I will only help clean up half of this.
Yeah. So thankfully, they are gabbers at heart and they are laughing about it.
Yeah.
And she is apparently laughing about it. They have that relationship.
You've got to laugh about these things, because otherwise it's just way too serious.
Yes.
Way too – I mean, like, so much of your identity is built around your family. So it can be really shocking and jarring to find out not everything is as it seems.
Right.
Similarly, this listener said there was one of their cousins that their aunt always bought better presents for. Mm-hmm. Like,
okay.
Just, I don't know.
I know
they're like,
this is going.
Wow, Jimmy got an Xbox.
Right.
The rest of us got literal candy canes.
Right. Some aunts do play favorites, I guess. But,
but lo and behold, that was actually her son.
Oh.
And I guess when she was younger, she got shipped away. Oh my gosh. When she was pregnant.
Again, I think we've come some, like.
Yeah. So she got pregnant and got shipped away to go live at her aunt's house and have the child. And then this kid, I guess, was masqueraded as a nephew.
Okay.
Or a cousin.
Mm-hmm. It's real Ted Bundy. You know, Ted Bundy's mom
was
raised as his sister.
Oh, right.
And his grandparents were raised as his parents.
Mm-hmm.
And
here's the thing. It feels so much more damaging.
Yes.
To live your life thinking that your mom is your aunt is your mom, or your mom is your aunt, or your nephew is your son, or your cousin is your uncle, than to just maybe deal with some public scrutiny during like a teenage pregnancy.
Right. But I don't know what time period this
is. No, absolutely. Right. Like times have changed and people are a lot more accepting.
Right.
You know, maybe she would have been ostracized.
Well, and even if maybe she wasn't ready to be a mom, and let's say that they were like, really, the best choice is to go with this aunt.
Mm-hmm.
I think you just say, well, you get raised by
your aunt.
This is your mom, but she's too young. This
right.
is how we're going to raise you.
Uh-huh.
Like, I think
communication is key.
I think the problem here, though, is it's like any secret.
Mm-hmm.
If you shock somebody too early with it, it's a lot. Like, if you can't ever figure out how young is too young to tell this kid this.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden when they seem old enough, you're like, well,
this
great.
Now they're gonna be mad
that I didn't tell them earlier. So let's just, everything seems fine so far. So why rock the boat? I think is like what happened.
I do get it. I really do. Like I said, and then, people were like ashamed.
But then people have an existential crisis in their 70s or in their later life. And it's like, that's really not fair.
No. And I also think we should like put a disclaimer, even though we're already like two stories in. We by no means come from like the perfect family.
No.
And so as we kind of like relate to each other and chat about these stories, it's it's not coming from any place of judgment. It's mm-hmm. more just like, wow, I wonder, you know, this is
they're just wild stories.
This is a wild story.
And the fact that you sent him in, it means you agree that that's kind of wild. It's out of the norm. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, this listener said she has an uncle who robbed banks.
Oh, no.
And was on America's Most Wanted.
Wow.
Is that still a show?
I don't think it's still a show, but I think it's still a list.
Okay. Yeah. I was sure. And she said that's actually the only way she knew what he looked like, because they watch him on TV.
Oh my gosh.
Like, everyone gather around. Barry's on TV. Anyway, I just made that up, so don't think that
it's not
his
Barry.
Name is Barry. And she said there was a time her mom turned on the TV and she watched her grandpa's car in a high-speed chase that the uncle was driving.
Uh-huh.
And then it blew up.
Oh my gosh.
That same uncle had stolen the car, robbed the bank, and was making his getaway. They did not catch him that day. All the kids. Anyway, and then she said, what's sad is he eventually got out of jail
mm-hmm.
and scammed the grandparents out of all their money.
No, you already blew up their car.
He'll never learn.
And put their car vehicle on the news.
And then you've ruined their reputation because you're on literal FBI lists.
Oh, darn it. Barry!
Yeah.
We
get
can
it
call
together.
Him. No, it is like super unfortunate when people just can't. They can't quit.
Yeah.
You just got to let it go, Barry.
Right. Life of crime was for them. Apparently it was in the cards.
Well, sometimes I think secrets are more in the eye of the beholder. To them.
That sounds like something that someone that keeps secrets would say. Just saying.
What I mean is, like, some people feel like they need to keep this big secret in, and it doesn't seem like it should be something that's like
a big deal.
A big deal.
Right.
So this listener, she said that they recently found out that her mom has implants.
Yeah.
And she just goes, we were shocked. She's the most natural person ever.
She like won't even wear deodorant or something, you know? Hey, vanity gets the best of us all sometimes.
No, it does. We all have a complex, a body image complex.
Mm-hmm. About something.
So it actually took her sister-in-law to notice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes from an outsider's perspective. And she just thought,
something's different about you. I can't put my finger on it.
Well, it was more like the sister-in-law was seeing her in a swimsuit at a day at the lake.
Okay.
And was like, things are looking pretty good for her age. And maybe the daughter was
the
just
daughter
like.
The daughter looks down. She's like, I'm 37 and mine look worse.
And her mom maybe got him early on.
Right.
You know? And so she's just known her all along to have these perky gals. And so then she pulled her mom aside and asked her about it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was shocked.
The mom?
Yeah. And finally admitted it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, honestly, I don't know why this was such a big secret. But it just to her mom, it felt so,
again,
I've got to keep
times
this.
Times they are a-changing.
Yeah.
Because people are literally live feeding, living their, what word am I looking for? They're doing like a live Instagram of their procedures. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh,
like
uh-huh.
It's so much more common now that a lot of people don't. I do think coming from a mom's perspective, though, is like you deep down want your daughter to set an example to your daughters of like, loving yourself for who you are and all this stuff. And so sometimes if you've got these, like, let's say she did it when her girls were teenagers or something, uh-huh.
or
younger,
she's got some insecurities and just is like,
she doesn't want to pass that on. Maybe she didn't want to pass that on to them.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this listener said this was a shocking story to her. She had no idea her dad had been married before her mom until she was 18, till the daughter was 18.
Okay.
She was working with a coworker who has known her dad for a really long time. As in, they went to college together.
Okay.
So she says something to her about your dad's first wife. And
what?
And yeah. And she's like, my dad's never been married before. And she's like, yes, he was. Don't you hate it? Haven't you been that person before?
I have. It's like your family.
No,
or
haven't
your
you
friend.
Been the person before that's like, you say something you think is common knowledge.
Uh huh.
And then you're like, well, I can't put that back in the bag, you know?
Oh, I thought you meant, don't you hate it when someone knows something
that
like, about your family and you just are clueless, you feel so dumb.
That too.
You hate both sides of this.
Right. Secrets are no fun. Secrets hurt everyone. Anyway, she said she was just kind of going back and forth. No, he wasn't. Yes, he was. No, he wasn't. Mm-hmm. Yes, he was. So she goes home to her mom and says, oh my gosh, guess what so-and-so said to me at work today?
What a liar.
She told me that dad was married before you. Can you even believe that? She said her mom got really quiet and was like, well, he actually was. And then she's like, what? She said it blew her mind and it kind of rocked her, like everything I thought to be true.
Well, it's just these people that you put so much trust in.
Yes.
And it feels like a big thing.
Even though you're like, I'm not affected by this. It doesn't change
this. Yeah, she's not a part of our lives.
Right.
You know, or anything.
Or is she? they said they decided not to tell her or her sister just because the dad never had children with the first wife. Mm-hmm. And she said, but it just felt like an important piece of information to maybe know about your parent. Mm-hmm. But better, I'm learning, guys. Mm-hmm. I have little kids, and right now this episode is teaching me be as open as you can.
Well, I've let my girls like listen to almost all the episodes. I'm going to have to tell them about the first
six husbands I've had.
I've let my girls listen to like almost all the episodes. And I'm like, is this bad judgment? But I think they are just – they're hearing lots of stories that I hope that as they get older, they're just like, yeah, we were totally open and honest. Like we heard mom's goofy, crazy, weird stuff.
Well, I have a listener that she specifically got the sleepover episode to play for her daughter.
Yes.
About sleepovers.
We love to help you raise your kids, guys.
Right, so we're just out here educating the future generation. I don't know what they're calling the generation after Gen Z.
I think it's Alpha.
Because Z is the end.
Last. I think it's
so
Alpha.
So I don't want to depress anybody, but...
it might be the end of the world.
Yeah.
No, I think it's Generation Alpha.
Oh.
Pretty sure.
They don't act very Alpha.
Oh my gosh, rude.
They don't.
B. Aggressive. B. E. Come on, you guys.
B. Too sensitive. B. B. Too sensitive.
So I am going to read this one, and I'm going to go ahead, and I need everyone's help to dissect this.
Do you mean take notes?
Yeah, and just or just maybe listen really well.
Okay. Talk slow.
Challenge one. Okay. So the listener said that her husband's grandpa's parents.
Okay. So her husband's great-grandparents.
Great. Divorced because the wife found out that the husband got someone pregnant before they were married.
Okay. I wonder when she found that out.
Right. So, right before the grandpa's sister died, she gave him a box of correspondence between their parents. So, so we're talking about these grandparents. The sister is going to die. The sister of the grandpa.
Okay.
She gives him a box of their parents' letters. Okay. I think we're still, I think we're still with this.
So, his own parents' letters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess his mom had been asking his dad after the divorce who it was.
Okay, even though they were divorced. She was just like, I just need to know.
Like I said,
I need to know which of your children's secrets. Wandering around town.
Well, yeah, these secrets are just,
they eat at you.
They're eating me up inside.
Yeah.
And so he ended up telling her that it was his sister's cousin, but not his cousin.
Wait.
Oh, wowzers.
How does your sister have a cousin that you don't?
I guess that was new information and the grandpa deduced it from there. So because it was saying it was his cousin, but not his cousin, the guy had done an ancestry DNA test and found out that his family line wasn't what he was told his whole life. Mm. His grandpa wasn't really his grandpa, and his grandma was a pioneer that got pregnant while crossing the plains.
Whoa.
And he found out they had a whole different family, and their last name should be Pickering.
Wow.
So that
good
was,
job. You sorry, did great. That was a lot. That I was mean, a tangled web.
It was, I guess, but I'm still like, wow, how did you end up with like your cousin that's like not really your cousin? Because did you know that it wasn't your cousin at the time?
Because it feels sounds like you found that out later.
Later in life, once DNA was a thing, and it felt like you did that thing before DNA was a thing. You know what I mean? Picking up what I'm putting down?
I'm pickering it up. Yeah.
Huh, it's so complicated. These tangled webs we weave and...
Well, and look at this. This is a multi-generational secret.
Uh-huh.
So it all started with the girl crossing the plains.
Plains, yeah.
And from there, people learned to keep secrets.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's my thing, right?
Okay.
So we have a lot... We've advanced a lot when it comes to fertility. Mm-hmm. And there's always the argument of, like, do kids really need to know where they come from, mm-hmm. this, that, the other? Here's my thing. I watched a 2020.
It's like almost like it's your identity.
Not only that, but if you're living in the same area as another person who got all the same sperm donor, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of more responsible clinics that will limit how many they mm-hmm. can donate to how many people,
mm-hmm.
but you could end up dating your half brother. No, like really?
Yes.
And so I just feel like. Logistically speaking,
get this out here.
Right. Mm-hmm. And because of all of a sudden your child's like, I don't know why I had a baby with 8 thumbs.
Oh my gosh. Stop.
You know what I mean? They're like, oh, sorry, I forgot to tell you this little thing. It's like, that might have been good to know because I just married my half brother. Because this listener, she has a brother who is more interested in, he wasn't really doing the 23andMe for this purpose. I think it was more just wanting to know what, like, ethnic backgrounds. Like,
yeah.
What? Because my mom had us do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I wondered if we might unearth a sibling or two that we didn't know about. Gosh. Not from my mom.
Yeah.
whole nother story for a whole different day. But we didn't. Just uh-huh. us mm-hmm. that we know of. Just not everyone in the world's done it.
Right.
Anyway, so this, we, my mom had us do it because we were curious, like, our dad is Japanese. So we mm-hmm. were curious, like, how much literal percentage mm-hmm. Japanese are we?
Right.
That kind of thing. So that's more where this listener's brother was coming from. Like, I just want to, I'm just curious. So the brother gets his results back and it immediately will say, like, a cousin or a sibling or whatever, if mm-hmm. they've done it. Yeah. Well, it popped up with a half brother. And so the half brother, so he's like, oh my gosh, connects, finds the half brother and is like, I want to meet this person. Mm-hmm. And again, I don't know. Everyone's different. Some people would be like, nope, I don't want to even yeah. look under that rock. I just yeah. want to move on. I'm happy with my life. And then some people are like, I can't
My guess is if you have that kind of yearning
yeah.
that you want to.
Right.
You know,
because
if you're like, I'm so interested in my family lineage. Oh, there's someone out there who I'm related to. I don't know. Never mind.
Yeah.
You know, you're generally one of the kind of people that are like, okay, yeah, let's right. move forward with this connection.
Right. Well, and they did find him and he looks a lot like
them. Mm-hmm.
So they're like, wow, this is crazy. Well, they're trying to piece it together as far as where does this, his age fall? Well, it fell right in between this listener and the brother.
Okay.
So they were like, okay, well, our parents were married that whole time. So they built this story in their head. Mm-hmm. My dad has had some tryst, you know?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Is that an inappropriate word?
No.
Okay. I don't know. I used it without knowing.
Well, yeah, sure. There might have been an affair. There might have been, who knows? Like,
right,
like something happened.
Right. And so that then they started being like, maybe he was a sperm donor. Like, mm-hmm. you know, and, mm-hmm. and someone else just got a sperm. Maybe this, that, the other. So they decide not to tell the dad. So again, oh. more secrets. but they first decide they want to meet the guy and talk with him. So mm-hmm. they decide, let's meet up with the guy. They talk with him. And as they're talking, he's like, well, my mom couldn't have kids. And so we used a sperm donor. And so your dad
must have been
the sperm donor. Uh-huh. And I'd like to meet him. So they were like, okay, well, we're to the point we probably should tell our dad. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I think the hard thing is at this point you have to go tell the dad and say, we've done this without telling you.
We've gone and met
right.
your son.
So they sit their dad down and they're like, hey, we understand that you were a sperm donor. It's okay. We've met this guy. We think you should meet him. He wants to meet you. Mm-hmm. Well, then the dad fell silent and said, I'm not ready to talk about this. I will have to talk to you later about it.
Oh, no.
They go on like a week trip. And the whole trip, this girl has to wait for her answers. Uh-huh. And it's just like, what? There's more to this,
happening?
Obviously.
Yeah.
So she comes back from the trip. They sit down to talk. And the dad said, well, I'm not your real dad.
Oh, my
your
gosh.
Your biological dad.
What?
And then this she's like, wait, what? He's like, I, too, used a sperm donor.
Or I guess not him, but like
we used a sperm donor
so that we could have
kids. Mom, so we could have kids. So you guys are brother and sister because we must have used the same
sperm donor. Holy!
Then her world's rocked, kind of like we were talking about earlier.
Your identity.
Everything you think you've known, you know, that's your first initial thought. It's like my whole life's a lie, and it's not. But
no.
It's human nature to be like my life's a lie. Everyone's been lying to me. Who knew about this?
Right.
And people just been looking at me like. Oh, we know this, and she'll never know.
Oh, sad sack.
Yeah, and just yeah, like feeling bad for your whole life or something. But this listener found out her parents never even told their own parents. Like they didn't even.
They kept it such a secret.
Yes,
that they used a sperm donor.
In the 80s.
Okay,
so like I said, fertility
not as
stuff
accepted. Maybe.
And fertility stuff just wasn't as like common.
Mm-hmm.
And so this listener asked, "Well, I want like records. I want to know who
it
I'm
is.
Kind of curious.
Now I want to meet my dad.
Yeah, like I'm just curious. I don't know if I'll want to." And the dad informed her, "Well, we did this as a cash only.
Whoa,
like back alley.
What?
Oh. No, not like back alley. But he basically was like, it was
we
done
ties.
Very under the table.
Wow.
We just paid cash and we didn't ask questions because they just wanted babies.
Oh, that is so tough because you're like." I can't even look this guy up.
Yes.
Who could possibly be my dad just to kind of get a little bit of closure.
Not only that, I'm thinking of this doctor. And I'm like, this doctor was like taking cash payments from couples.
Holy.
Not monitoring who was getting what sperm. Oh, it sounds like. Sounds like he was just like, you get a sperm and you get a sperm and you get, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, come on. You gotta like have something. But he probably was doing something somewhat illegal or whatever.
Yeah.
He just paid cash and didn't talk about it.
Wow. Holy moly.
Yeah.
That does. That rocks you.
Well, it's like you think you have it figured out. Okay, uh-huh. Then this, no. Then you think you have
it figured out. They've gone through like 12 spirals yes. of like what it could
be. They've had to do the grief process 3 separate times on the same subject.
Oh, no. Well, you know how you were talking about the uncle who was the bank robber and went on the car chase and was on the FBI most wanted list?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when there's family members that go to the slammer, it mm-hmm. is –
jarring.
It can be jarring and mm-hmm. it's shameful and you want to keep secrets and mm-hmm. stuff like that. Well, this listener, they said that their mom and dad were divorced and she got remarried. And so this listener had a stepdad and this stepdad was actually there for most of like the formative years mm-hmm. of their life, you know, and really considered it to be their dad.
Right.
So anyway, they grow up and get married and kind of start their own life. Well, the dad ends up going to jail.
Okay. The dad she knew to be like mm-hmm. the dad who raised her.
Yeah. And while the stepdad is in jail, the mom divorces him.
Okay.
She's like, okay, I guess I'm not going to be married to this prisoner. So.
Sorry.
I mean, I get it.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds logical.
I would do the same thing. Well, they get a phone call not too long later from the mom mm-hmm. saying, I'm married. She had met.
I'm not. I'm getting married. I am married.
They,
to her own children?
They had never met this guy. She had never told them that she actually filed for divorce with the stepdad in jail.
Oh.
So not only are they going through this process of, oh my gosh, my stepdad's in jail. Like my father figure's right. in jail. Now it's like, oh wow. My mom's married to someone new that we've never met.
Oh, wait. My mom's divorced. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's grasp that first. Now she's remarried to someone mm-hmm. I've never met.
So they actually never met this person, like the couple. Mm-hmm. They never met this new guy.
Okay.
They got divorced.
Before they even met him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
So the stepdad is going to come out of prison at some point, I think in the near future. And she wants to get remarried to him.
Oh, my gosh. Again, I'm really trying to bite my tongue here.
It's on the judgment front. It's just so complicated.
Where have all the good men gone? And something. I need a hero.
I mean, I guess desperate times call for
our pick and slam
former prisoners.
What? Yeah.
And so,
oh my gosh, there's like those women that write.
Oh, it is.
Like the Menendez brothers are married.
Right. And
like
it's
a lady left her husband to marry a Menendez brother.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I don't understand that. I'm way too needy.
Way too needy
to be like married to someone in prison.
like I need more physical contact.
Not even physical contact, like financial support, emotional support, like someone to hang out with at night.
There's a moral line that I draw where I'm like, if you are
dinners out, like anything out and about, and I mean, does that make
it's
me
more
high
like
maintenance?
If
so
you
sue me.
If you choose to break the law,
right,
then
you're
then
not
I'm,
for
I'm,
me.
That's one of those
deal breakers.
Yes,
it's a pink flag for sure. Okay. Well, kind of going along the lines of when we were talking about when everybody knows something and you don't.
Ugh.
And how that's a really yucky feeling.
Mm-hmm.
This listener said her grandma didn't know until she was 60-ish that the guy who raised her and who she called dad, just mm-hmm. like, you know, her dad, was not her biological dad.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? All of her siblings knew.
What?
And the grandma was like, you will not tell her.
Betrayal. Betrayal
on so
I
many
would be like,
levels.
Are you kidding me, guys? Just
well,
level with me.
How many times have you gotten in fight with a sibling and you just decide to hurl something bad? How these kids never at some point were like, you're not even you know what I mean? Like,
right.
And so they managed to not.
Oh.
And she said she didn't find out until her mom died, and then the siblings were finally like, oh, I can unburden myself. And they told her. So she's dealing with the death of her mother.
Yeah.
And the death of what she felt about her mother.
And the death of her trust of her siblings.
Yes. And she said that her grandma has basically been upset forever since. And she said, as anyone would be. Uh-huh. I mean, I don't think she's a bitter, mean person, but she did say she's extremely nosy about every little thing. Mm-hmm. And she can understand why. She's constantly being worried about not knowing something or being like out of the loop with the family.
That makes me feel so sad for this
yes,
little lady.
I know.
Because I get it. You're
I
so
feel
insecure.
Like at that point, siblings, if you haven't told her by the time she's 60,
uh-huh.
Don't.
Yeah.
Tell her.
Yeah.
You've managed to keep your mouth shut this
long.
Yeah,
I mean, I applaud you.
Right.
And so maybe just let her live her life happy.
Don't you think?
I mean, I guess. Yeah.
Or you should have told her long ago.
Because
I just feel like, no.
Yeah.
Now it's affecting her other relationships and how she handles those.
I don't know if every story is going to be similar to this thread, but like you said, same story, different, or same book, different chapter.
Right.
We've got to just keep track of things, I guess. And I'm not going to try and point fingers, but so this listener said that she had a distant cousin that she didn't know about, but they recently reached out to her via 23andMe, and they figured out that her grandpa's brother was in the military and quite the ladies' man. So he might have had some girlfriends
overseas
in every port or whatever, right. and a gal at every port. Yeah, and so I mean, it's just unfortunate. And I mean, there was this conference special, this fall about kind of the similar type thing where this man had fallen in love overseas.
Yes,
as he was in the military,
right.
And then he came back home and it's
married. It's wartime, man.
Yeah, it is.
All's fair in love and war. That's where that probably came from.
I would guess it feels rather apocalyptic.
Yes.
And so it almost is just like, I don't know. Follow your heart.
Yeah, you could die tomorrow, quite literally. Yeah. So
I mean, yeah, like I said, you know what? We can't put ourselves in your position. But I was getting choked up at this story because, you know, the man who had gone overseas and fallen in love, anyway, he got sent back home and didn't know that girl was pregnant. And he came home, had a family, and his kids decided to do the DNA thing and found out that they had a sister in Vietnam.
Right.
And they were like,
that's strange. What? Weren't you in Nam, Dad?
And it was just this whole journey, and it was emotional, and they all love each other.
And unfortunately, the mom had died, right?
Oh, the mom, the woman in Vietnam. So this girl, you know, had just never known a dad.
Yeah.
And was just like, wow, I have this family. Mm-hmm. You know, and it was teary and it was emotional. And so, you know, sometimes it works out.
Well, if you have a normal people you're connecting with. But what if you find out that they're whack or in prison?
Or like a terrorist organization. Menendez brothers
or something like that, you know?
Well, this listener said that she found out that after her mom remarried, so I guess her mom had been previously married and then, you know, got married again, but she found out that both she and then the new husband had cheated on their previous spouses.
Oh, not with each other, though.
It doesn't sound like this. Because she said they both knew this about each other before they got married. She said,
that's one of those you can't, the calling the kettle black.
Yeah, you can't be like, oh, you're a cheater.
I'm not going to date you. Like, oh, well.
Yeah. But she's like, well, birds of a feather.
Yeah.
I mean, it is true. And I mean, hopefully they've decided that that's their true love.
And that they maybe learned from their previous situation.
Mm-hmm.
This listener said her uncle married his second cousin, who he met at the family reunion.
Oh my gosh. You hear jokes about this kind of thing.
Well, this doesn't sound like a joke to me.
I think.
Sounds very real.
Well,
age did you meet them? When you were 7? And so you knew for all those years that they were your second cousin at the family reunion?
Well, no, they met at the family reunion, so no matter what they knew. Do you know what I mean? They always knew. It's not like...
It's like Allison.
It doesn't matter if they were 7 or 27. It just... Their first interaction was being introduced to each other as family members. And I...
You're right. I'm trying to give these people the benefit of the doubt and they deserve none of it. Pervs.
But no, it's just like...
I guess one thing if you hear start, things, and what's again it's one thing if you start dating somebody
and you're just like, this is the one and we're in love and we have so much in common,
and then they go to meet
including
the parents,
DNA and it's
including
just
the bloodline. then you bring them to the parents like, oh, what's your last name? And you're like, this, like, oh, we have some Joneses in our family. And then all of a sudden they're like, probably not the same ones, how do you spell it? The only way you spell Jones. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, yeah, your dad's my cousin. And then you're like OMG.
You're like, can our love survive this? And you're like, actually, it's questionable.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. All right. This listener said her mother-in-law and father-in-law unfortunately got divorced. Her father-in-law got remarried. And then they found out cheated on that new wife back with his ex, which is this girl's mother-in-law.
Oh, okay.
Do you get what I'm
saying? So they got divorced, but then he went running back.
Yeah. Sometimes you can't erase a lot of history.
Yeah, it's true. Well, this is not so much a family secret because they came clean pretty much right after.
Okay.
But it was more of a shocking family situation. about a week before she graduated from college, she got a phone call from her dad that her mom was in the hospital.
Yikes.
They lived out of state and were supposed to be coming to visit a few days later, go to the graduation. Mm-hmm. So he was really stressed out and told her that she had a certain kind of amnesia. And it was very confusing. So yeah, Allison's read this, so she's just like waiting for it. Okay. So he started.
Yes, I have read this.
Oh my gosh. So he started to tell her a couple of the details before they got.
Kind.
Oh my gosh.
Is there a name?
That.
Don't okay. Google it.
So, oh my gosh. So he started kind of trying to tell her the details of what happened prior to getting to the hospital. Mm-hmm. And so she started researching it based on this description he was giving her. Mm-hmm. And she found out that you can get a certain kind of amnesia from extreme circumstances. One of those, for instances, is heightened senses when you're having marital relations. And is that a sensitive way to say it?
You're beating around the bush a little, but it's all right. I'd rather probably do that. You have young ears.
So she just straight up asked her dad. Like, is that how it happened?
Because she Googled it.
Because she Googled it and he was skirting around the idea.
Never lies, Dad.
Never. So he got really quiet and said, why would you ask him that kind of question? Needless to say, it was a very awkward couple of minutes on the phone and she did not make it to the college graduation because she had to be observed at the hospital.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my word.
Can you imagine why you're at the hospital? You better hope you have amnesia. And not remember.
So you can't remember having to tell the doctors.
Is that what's been wrong with me? Why I keep forgetting things?
Oh wow. Okay. Because I would not want to remember the fact that I had to be observed, the fact that doctors and nurses were asking me all sorts of questions,
right?
The fact that I missed my daughter's graduation and that she knew why,
right?
I would not want to remember any of it. So
and neither would the daughter. She's like, could I pray for any sort of amnesia?
Yeah,
please?
Could someone just punch me in the face?
Yeah.
The weirdest stuff happens to people. And I love it.
I love it.
I love it. Because
I live for it. Obviously, we're here.
I mean, three years later. We've created a podcast based on it. It's just so wild. And it really does make me feel better when I'm going through something. Because I'm like, you know what? We all are just a wreck.
Well, it's the
we're
human experience.
It is.
And we think we're so alone in it. Like, uh-huh. We think no one possibly could be dealing with A, B, C, D, whatever.
Well, and I think that also a lot of times we think that life is supposed to go smoothly. Mm-hmm. And that's the
goal. Even though we know better.
That's the goal, is you try to make things run as smoothly as possible. And mm-hmm. so big hiccups really throw us for a loop. And then you realize, like, this is life. This is what happens.
Yes. Well, we had a family situation, now I remember. So
in our family?
You're scared of what I'm going to say. It's pretty distant.
Okay.
So from like our family history.
Okay.
So we had a distant family member, and my mom's first name is off of this family's last name. So she was like named after this family. So when Britt and I started coaching dance, we made the connection because there was a girl on our dance team that had the same last name, uh-huh. spelled the same. So we're like, I bet we're related because of where you're from. We know we have some long time ago mm-hmm. family from there. So we call our mom. We start to tell her about it. Well, then, and so my mom's like, yeah, actually, with this family, what happened was we had a relative and she was married and had children. Mm-hmm. And then this was back in the day when husbands could get called on a church mission while married with children.
And leave the country for like a couple of years.
Yes. And it wasn't always 2 years. Sometimes it was like three or more.
Yeah.
So that happened. He got called on a mission overseas mm-hmm. and his wife was left to tend to the children and the farm and whatever else.
Yeah.
And his family, they were all in that area, I believe. So while he was gone, she got lonely and she got pregnant.
Right. Yes. I remember the
story.
And
when he came home, he was like, well, the math ain't mathin'.
Well, because she had like a 1.5-year-old kid and correct. He'd been gone for 3 years.
Correct. So he immediately
divorced her.
Not having it mm-hmm. and like divorced her. And this was very taboo at
right,
that time.
To be divorced.
And also, she probably had no way to support herself
yeah.
at that time as well. And so it got real crazy and he left her. And mm-hmm. But of course, he didn't want the other kid. Uh-huh. So she was left with her illegitimate, I hate that word, but child. Uh-huh. And then he literally kidnapped the other
children.
Oh my
gosh. I've like totally forgotten about
this. Went
on
the run.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
And then went to, so this is actually my mom's grandma. So she grew up on the run with her dad on the run for some time. The family was hiding him, not telling anybody, not telling this poor mother
where her kids were.
Yes, where her kids were. And he, at one point, my mom said her grandma didn't like to talk about it a ton.
Obviously. It's pretty traumatizing.
But she does have some memories of, like, they went to Canada or up near the border.
Oh, did they maybe, like, live in
a train
car? And
they lived in, like, a barn or a train car or both, like, in the winter in Canada.
Like freezing.
What do you think you're doing, sir? Like, she made a mistake. And at this time, and men now, definitely had the power. So, yeah. Like, you had the income, you had the power, and you had your whole family ostracizing her. It sounds like you could have stayed put.
Uh-huh. And not had to, like... live on the
live
lamb.
Live on the lamb. Yeah, like... I don't know. I guess I don't know all the details, and there's two sides to every story. Mm-hmm. But I cannot wait until I die and meet this woman. Talk about made of some tough stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know,
Which woman? The one that ended up getting ostracized with her one child, or the one that had to live in a boxcar?
Both. They're reunited together somewhere, probably not cold and not separated.
Until you started being like, and then he came. I was like, oh my gosh, this is all ringing bells. This is all ringing bells.
Anyway, then my mom tells us a story. We're like, oh, well, now we know this girl that we're related to. And her family, her down the line, was very mean.
Was the ostracizers.
Yes. Times they are a-changing, man. Yeah. But yeah, so I mean, nobody goes through life unscathed.
No.
What a wild world we live in. What a crazy thing this human experience is.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know you probably have... everything, you guys, it can run the gamut from everything from little stuff to big stuff like we talked about today. Mm-hmm. So as you're gathering with your family, and if there's a little bit of drama that comes up, just remember.
Someday you'll laugh about this. Okay, you guys. Well, I mean, I hope
that you guys feel loved.
Like part of the human family, if your family isn't.
And if you have a family that has all this crap, you're part of our family.
Yes.
The GabFest family.
Woo!
You guys are all of our adopted brothers and sisters.
Yes. Family and spirit. All right. Bye, guys.
See ya.
Let's gab. The one that took me to Princess Diaries, too.
Yes. She wrote me up.
Well, I don't want China to hack me. So I deleted it, but
it's still there. Okay. They were like, well, we found your TikTok. And I was like, we don't have a TikTok. And they're like, we saw your face. And I was like, we have been AI'd.
What is that? Someone is sliding a note under the door and like a pencil.
Well, we better find out what it says.
The great, 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 great? Yeah. Sure, great. Okay.
Where's the streetwise Hercules to fight the rising up?
You're going to have to say it slower than that.
No, I like this game.